look, I'm just pondering. I can't talk to my friends about it because it's a bit of a funny topic. Everyone says men want threesomes, but I don't.
Hang on. Whoa. Whoa. We do talk about anything here on the Night Shift. I wasn't expecting this. You want to talk about threesomes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wonder, are they real or fantasies, do you reckon?
I don't know. Why don't we put it out there?
Yeah.
Start from the beginning. How did this come up?
Well, I'm just fascinated with the sex industry in general. Everyone says it's so bad and terrible, but there's brothels everywhere. So mm-hmm. someone
always has been. It's the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah, but everyone says it's like all dirty and sad and no, you don't use a brothel. But so obviously people are using them. But I've been curious. We've been married 20 years and I've been curious about girls and stuff, but, you know, just the novelty of it and how it all works. And
you've been married 23 years.
Yeah.
And you're curious about exploring your sexuality. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And your husband. You started off by saying you wanted to talk about threesomes and that men love the idea of being in a threesome. Has your husband put this to you, has he?
No, he hasn't. He thinks I'm crazy because I mentioned it to him and it's taken a lot of persuading to convince him that I'm serious and not just testing him. So,
I think with a lot of men, it would depend on the threesome. Now, 1-3-3-5-3, if you've ever been in a threesome, give us a call and help Sarah's curiosity. And when I say I think it depends on the threesome, I think there are men listening that would be happy to be with two women more than men that would be happy to be with another man and a woman.
Oh, for sure. Well, I'd want it with another woman. That's the thing. And he was still thinking I wasn't serious because he reckoned I'd get jealous and stuff.
Hang on. You've actually said to you're every man's dream come true. So you actually said to your husband, I'm interested in a threesome and I'm interested in you and me and another woman. And
Well, life's got so boring anyway, so we might as well try something different. And I've always wondered what girls are like and how girls work, so I thought, well, why not? And
Have you got someone in mind?
We'd probably hire someone, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Because there's less emotional attachment.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just providing a service and you get to tell them what to do.
1-3-3-5-3. Would you be happy to, whilst this threesome is going on, would you be happy for your husband to participate with the other woman?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I want him to be happy and spoiled because I can't. I've got my hands hurt now and my back hurts and stuff. So, and he lasts too long, which is a good thing, I suppose, but it annoys me. But
so you would be happy to watch your husband have sex with another woman in front of you?
Yeah, because I want to learn things. They've got it. Like, you know, they do it as a profession. They surely must know things I don't know.
1-3-3-5-3. If there's anyone that works in the sex industry that has advice for Sarah, please call us in and let us know.
You can't talk about it. Like, it's not okay to talk to your friends about it. They'll think I'm crazy. But I'm just wondering, is it something people really do? Or, like, yeah, do the women allow it? And, I don't know. And does that mean I'm bi if I want to do it? Or
I don't know if that means you're bi. But I'll say it again. You're every bloke's bloody dream come true, Sarah. I have had calls on the Night Shift here since we started from couples who swing and do this sort of thing.
Yeah, he wouldn't like to see me with another man, that's the thing.
No.
And that's okay. I wouldn't want to. So swinging wouldn't be an option, but
You would like you'd like to have a threesome with a woman and your husband.
Yeah. I'd like to see if they're different to me or the same or how they work, and I'm just interested, really, and see how he reacts as well. And yeah, it might be just a bit different and spicy. And yeah, I just don't know if that's normal or not. What's normal anyway?
1-3-3-5-3 is the telephone number. Sarah, all I can say is let's see what happens.
Yeah. Why not?
Good luck.
Cool. I'll call you back another night and let you know.
Please do. Sarah from Newcastle. How long have you been married?
23 years.
And how old are you?
46.
And your husband?
Yeah, he's the same.
46, 23 years married, bored, wants to introduce a little bit of something into the
world. I've had two children and I'm all saggy and self-conscious, so it'd be nice to compare bodies and see how it all works, and it's just fascinating, really.
Sarah, well, let's wait and see what happens. You never know who's going to call up. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. 133353 is the telephone number. There you go.